Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Averill reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Vosmak reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Calm reaches second base with a double. Cecil moves to third. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Com moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Com scores. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Grove covering. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Grove reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. one out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Grove scores. Cochran moves all the way to home. It's 6-5, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grove hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran scoops up the ball and tags Morgan for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hudlin, and towards Kham, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kham moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Burnett strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burnett. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sissel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 4 in the game. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 6, Athletics, 6. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 7-6, Indians. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sissel moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 4 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller pinch hits for lefty Grove. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 4 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 4 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.